Our Lady's words, taken from the book The Mystical City of God, Transfiction, Book 2, Chapter 16. Our Lady speaks of mortifying the senses.
The mysterious sacrament of the patience of my Son, by which he bore all the affronts and insults, is a sealed book, which can be opened and understood only by the divine light. Thou hast come to the knowledge of it, as it has been partly laid open for thee, although on account of thy limited powers, thou writest much less than thou hast seen. But as this mystery is being made clear and intelligible to thee in the secret of thy heart, I wish that it also be written there, and that thou study, by this living example, that divine science, whether neither flesh nor blood can teach thee. For the world does not know, nor does it merit to know, this science. This philosophy consists in recognizing the loving, the happy lot of the poor, the humble, the afflicted, the despised, and those unknown among the children of vanity. This school, my most holy and loving Son established in his church, when he proclaimed and set up the 8 Beatitudes. Afterwards, when he himself assumed all the sufferings of his passion, he became for us a teacher, who practices what he teaches, as thou hast seen. Nevertheless, although this is set before the eyes of the Catholics, and can be plainly read by them in this book of life during their whole earthly pilgrimage, there are but few and scattered souls who enter this school and study this book, while countless are the wayward and foolish, who ignore this sentence in their unwillingness to be taught. All abhor poverty and thirst after riches, none of them being willing to recognize their emptiness. Infinite is the number of those who are carried away by their anger and vengeance, despising meekness. Few deplore their real miseries and struggle merely for terrestrial consolations. Scarcely any love justice, or loyally pursue it in their dealings with thy neighbors. Mercy is almost extinct. Purity of heart is sullied and infringed upon. Peace is constrained. None grant pardon. None wish to suffer for justice's sake. Yea, not even the least of the many torments and pains which they have so justly merited. Thus, my dearest, there are few who attain the blessings promised by my divine Son and by me. Many times the just indignation and anger of the Almighty is roused against the professors of the true faith, since in the very sight of the living example of their Master, they live almost like infidels, many of them being even more abominable in their lives, for they are properly those who despise the fruits of the redemption, which they have come to know and confess. In the land of saints they impiously perform the works of wickedness, and make themselves unworthy of the remedies, which are put at their disposal in more merciful abundance. Of thee I desire, my daughter, that thou labor valiantly for this blessedness, by seeking to imitate me perfectly according to thy grace, of so deeply understanding this doctrine, which is hidden from the prudent and wise of this world. Day for day I manifest to thee new secrets of my wisdom, in order that it may be established in thy heart, and thou mayest extend thy hands to valiant deeds. And now I will tell thee of an exercise which I practiced, and which thou canst imitate to a certain degree. Thou knowest already that from the very first instant of my conception I was full of grace, without the least stain or participation of the least effect of original sin. On account of this singular privilege, I was blessed in all the virtues, without feeling any repugnance or opposition in the exercise of them, and without being conscious of owing satisfaction for any sins of my own. Nevertheless, the divine enlightenment taught me that I was a daughter of Adam by nature, which in him had sinned, and therefore I felt bound to humiliate myself to the very dust, even though I shared none of the guilt of that sin. And since I also possessed senses of the same kind as those through which sin and its effects were contracted, and which then and afterwards are operative in present human conditions, I thought myself obliged to mortify them, humiliate them, and deprive them of the enjoyment proper to their nature. Simply on account of this, my parentage with Adam, I acted like a most faithful daughter of a family, who assumes the debt of her father and of her brothers as her own, though she had no share in contracting it, and who strives to pay and satisfy for it the more earnestly, the more she loves her family, and the more they are enabled to satisfy and free themselves from it, not giving herself any rest until she succeeds. This have I done with all the human race, whose miseries and transgressions I bewailed. Because I was a daughter of Adam, I mortified in me the senses and faculties with which he sinned, and I humiliated myself as one that had fallen, and one guilty of his sin and disobedience, though I was entirely free of them. All this I did not only for Adam, but for all who by nature are my brethren. Thou canst not imitate me under like conditions, since thou art a partaker in his sin and guilt. But I herewith impose thee to labor without ceasing for thyself and for thy neighbor, and to humiliate thyself to the very dust, since a contrite and humble heart draws down mercy from the divine goodness.